December 4th. Our reading in the Old Testament today will be from the book of Daniel, chapter 11, beginning at verse 36, and we'll go through chapter 12, verse 13. Now keep in mind that this prophecy has to do with the Jewish people in the end times, but it gives encouragement to all of God's people in every generation to know that God is in control and will accomplish his purposes in spite of the forces of evil. God assures his servant that the living believers will be delivered. That's cause for rejoicing. And the ones who die will be resurrected to shine in glory. And no matter what kind of affliction or tribulation God permits you to experience, he is still in control. What then are your responsibilities? Well, to seek to win others to the Savior, to leave the hidden things with the Lord, to grow in holiness, and to wait on the Lord and rest in him. This is the way Bible prophecy should affect us personally. And with that, let's begin our reading today in the Old Testament. December 4th, Daniel chapter 11, verse 36, through chapter 12, verse 13. The king will do as he pleases, exalting himself and claiming to be greater than every god there is, even blaspheming the God of gods. He will succeed until the time of wrath is completed. For what has been determined will surely take place. He will have no regard for the gods of his ancestors, or for the god beloved of women, or for any other god, for he will boast that he is greater than them all. Instead of these, he will worship the god of fortresses, a god his ancestors never knew, and lavish on him gold, silver, precious stones, and costly gifts. Claiming this foreign god's help, he will attack the strongest fortresses. He will honor those who submit to him, appointing them to positions of authority and dividing the land among them as their reward. Then, at the time of the end, the king of the south will attack him, and the king of the north will storm out against him with chariots, cavalry, and a vast navy. He will invade various lands and sweep through them like a flood. He will enter the glorious land of Israel, and many nations will fall. But Moab, Edom, and the best part of Ammon will escape. He will conquer many countries, and Egypt will not escape. He will gain control over the gold, silver, and treasures of Egypt, and the Libyans and Ethiopians will be his servants. But then news from the east and the north will alarm him, and he will set out in great anger to destroy many as he goes. He will halt between the glorious holy mountain and the sea, and will pitch his royal tents there. But while he is there, his time will suddenly run out, and there will be no one to help him. At that time, Michael the archangel, who stands guard over your nation, will arise. Then there will be a time of anguish greater than any since nations first came into existence. But at that time, every one of your people, whose name is written in the book, will be rescued. Many of those whose bodies lie dead and buried will rise up, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise will shine as bright as the sky, and those who turn many to righteousness will shine like stars forever. But you, Daniel, keep this prophecy a secret. Seal up the book until the time of the end. Many will rush here and there, and knowledge will increase. Then I, Daniel, looked and saw two others standing on opposite banks of the river. One of them asked the man dressed in linen, who was now standing above the river, "How long will it be until these shocking events happen?" The man dressed in linen, who was standing above the river, raised both his hands toward heaven and took this solemn oath by the one who lives forever. "It will go on for a time, times and half a time. When the shattering of the holy people has finally come to an end, all these things will have happened. I heard what he said, but I did not understand what he meant. So I asked, "How will all this finally end, my Lord?" But he said, "Go now, Daniel, for what I have said is for the time of the end. Many will be purified, cleansed, and refined by these trials. But the wicked will continue in their wickedness, and none of them will understand. Only those who are wise will know what it means. From the time the daily sacrifice is taken away, and the sacrilegious object that causes desecration is set up to be worshipped, there will be 1,290 days, and blessed are those who wait and remain until the end of the 1,335 days. As for you, go your way until the end. You will rest, and then at the end of the days, you will rise again to receive the inheritance set aside for you." December 4th. Our reading in the New Testament today will be from the book of 1 John, chapter 4, verses 1 through 21. Love is evidence of salvation. If you're born of God through faith in Jesus Christ, you have His nature within. Now, since God is love, His children who have His nature should also manifest His love. The children, in other words, should be like the Father. Our love for others makes God's love real and visible to them, so we can better witness to them about Christ. Now, it also makes God real and personal to us. See, merely reading in the Bible about God's love is not enough, is it? Now, seek to experience that love in your heart by sharing it with others. That's like priming the pump. That's how we get the love out. Just as truth is victorious over lies, love is victorious over fear. As you mature in your love for God, you realize that you have nothing to fear. Your Father has everything under control. You trust those you love, right? And faith and love will give victory over fear. And now let's begin our reading today in the New Testament. December 4th, 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 21. Dear friends, do not believe everyone who claims to speak by the Spirit. You must test them to see if the Spirit they have comes from God. For there are many false prophets in the world. This is the way to find out if they have the Spirit of God. If a prophet acknowledges that Jesus Christ became a human being, that person has the Spirit of God. If a prophet does not acknowledge Jesus, that person is not from God. Such a person has the spirit of the Antichrist. You have heard that he is going to come into the world, and he is already here. But you belong to God, my dear children. You have already won your fight with these false prophets, because the spirit who lives in you is greater than the spirit who lives in the world. These people belong to this world, so they speak from the world's viewpoint, and the world listens to them. But we belong to God. That is why those who know God listen to us. If they do not belong to God, they do not listen to us. That is how we know if someone has the spirit of truth or the spirit of deception. Dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves is born of God and knows God. But anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God showed how much He loved us by sending His only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through Him. This is real love. It is not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other. No one has ever seen God. But if we love each other, God lives in us, and His love has been brought to full expression through us. And God has given us His Spirit as proof that we live in Him and He in us. Furthermore, we have seen with our own eyes, and now testify that the Father sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. All who proclaim that Jesus is the Son of God have God living in them, and they live in God. We know how much God loves us, and we have put our trust in Him. God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. And as we live in God, our love grows more perfect, so we will not be afraid on the day of judgment, but we can face Him with confidence, because we are like Christ here in this world. Such love has no fear, because perfect love expels all fear. If we are afraid, it is for fear of judgment, and this shows that His love has not been perfected in us. We love each other as a result of His loving us first. If someone says, "I love God," but hates a Christian brother or sister, that person is a liar. For if we don't love people we can see, how can we love God, whom we have not seen? And God Himself has commanded that we must love not only Him, but our Christian brothers and sisters too. Psalm 123, verses 1 through 4. We'll see that throughout their history, the Jews have often had to endure the scorn and contempt of their enemies. The world does not love God's people. As we make our way on the narrow road that leads to Zion, we run up against the crowd going in the other direction. No wonder there's a clash. What do we do? Well, number one, as we'll read here in this psalm, we look to God's heaven. If you look at the enemy, you'll get discouraged. So look by faith to the God of the universe who reigns in heaven. Psalm 121 shows you how. That's a good one to always reread. Look to God's hand. That's number two. He is the master. We're the servants. And He tenderly cares for His own. Just be sure your ears are open to whatever orders your master wants to give to you. And finally, number three, look for His help. Adequate mercy is available for you when your heart is filled with pain. Let God's words of strength drown out the enemy's words of scorn. Psalm 123, verses 1 through 4, a song for the ascent to Jerusalem. I lift my eyes to You, O God, enthroned in heaven. We look to the Lord our God for His mercy. Just as servants keep their eyes on their master, as a slave girl watches her mistress for the slightest signal. Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy, for we have had our fill of contempt. We have had our fill of the scoffing of the proud and the contempt of the arrogant. Proverbs 29, verses 2 through 4. When the godly are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked are in power, they groan. The man who loves wisdom brings joy to his father. But if he hangs around with prostitutes, his health is wasted. A just king gives stability to his nation. But one who demands bribes destroys it.